Good day, evening, night, morning, afternoon, tea time, wherever you're listening, at whatever time. Welcome to the Listen and See podcast. So today we are going to be talking about the Margaret River Pro contest on the WSL tour being canceled due to shark activity. And we're also going to look into the whole concept of shark activity. So for those of you staying up to date with the WSL tour, in Western Australia, the Margaret River Pro was canceled this week. The remainder of it. It was canceled on Tuesday. And basically what happened was up or down within the same general vicinity as the event, two people were attacked by sharks in the same day. So, CEO Sophie Goldschmidt of WSL decided to cancel the remainder of the Margaret River Pro just due to the attacks. And this is only the second time in WSL history that an event has been canceled. And the first time that an event was canceled was also in Western Australia when Mick Fanning was touched by a great white shark in 2015. Just one of the highlights of Mick Fanning's recently ended career. But recently in Southern California especially, and I mean Western Australia always has sharks, but there's been a lot of shark activity. And in my job as a lifeguard, people have constantly been asking me since we had an incident in 2016 when someone was attacked by a shark. People are always asking, well, why are sharks here? Like, it's either, well, where do we swim? Or, like, where do we go in the ocean to avoid sharks? Or, where can we see sharks? And I think sharks are just something that everyone's fascinated by. Like, even if you're terrified by them, you're somewhat fascinated by them. Like, they're these prehistoric beasts that have survived everything and just God's perfect killing machine. But they canceled two events in the WSL because of them. But with sharks, there's a lot of speculation about it. My family is from Hawaii, and my grandpa's saying is, don't go chasing the shark or the shark's going to come chasing you. And there's a few, I don't know, that kind of just ties into the whole thing. But there's one thing that he always told us. He was like, you avoid rivers and you avoid like fishing areas. So sharks like coming out by the rivers where the rivers enter into the ocean because all this sea life or river life, I guess, all this marine life that goes into the ocean from the river, there's all this nutrients and stuff, all these different species, and it's all this warm water pumping in from the river because rivers are typically warmer than the ocean. But all this nutrients is pumping right on in, and the sharks see it as like easy pickings. So the shark's going down there, get a good meal, and that's that. But what's happened recently with the shark attacks that I paid attention to is they happen either at harbor mouths, river mouths, or at popular fishing areas. So the Margaret River Pro, keyword river, happens at a river mouth. Oh, that's my dog. Okay, continuing on. But yeah, so the Margaret River Pro happens at the mouth of a river. Great wave, A-frame, what more could you ask for? But it's Western Australia, which is notorious for its sharks. So, you gotta avoid the rivers and you avoid the sharks, right? That's what I think. Also, at places where fishing's popular or where people clean fish. In 2016, there was a shark attack in May at the mouth of the Newport Harbor. Newport Harbor in Corona del Mar. So what happened was a woman or a triathlete was training. So she was swimming the buoys, which is about, I think, a 2-mile swim, ocean swim in Corona del Mar. And she was attacked by a great white, assumed, based off of her injuries. So she got handled by lifeguards and paramedics and all that, and she's fine. Still competing in triathlons. Legendary. But for anybody who's familiar with the area, all of these fishing boats come in at about 4 o'clock, the same time this woman was swimming. They come in, and legally, fishing boats are not allowed to clean or toss carcasses in the harbor of any, I think it's an Orange County, it might be an everywhere rule, I'm not sure, but fishing boats aren't allowed to clean or gut fish inside of the harbor, so, or commercial fishing boats anyways. But so what all these commercial fishing boats do is they dump all the carcasses and clean all these fish right where this woman was swimming, right at the mouth of the harbor. So basically, it's just an entire chum bucket of fish and carcasses and blood and disgusting stuff. And to make matters worse, there's all these stingrays that live in this little shallow area and all these sea lions that just post up on the harbor mouth or on the jetty that opens the harbor. So you got fish guts, stingrays, and sea lions. Basically everything that a shark wants to see. And now all these triathletes go and swim out there at the end of the day when the sun's going down. Like sunset. Nice little swim, beautiful day, boom, shark attack. So that's kind of similar with the situation at the Margaret River Pro. It's a river mouth, and there's sharks. And it was only a matter of time before somebody got attacked by a shark. So just the whole science, or my theory behind the entire thing, is that there are certain patterns consistent with great white sharks' behavior and their attacks. Like, just the whole river mouth thing I was talking about. But also, specifically with Orange County, is all of these sharks, which are protected species now, these great whites, they're not fished anymore. It's illegal. And so, per the Long Beach, Cal State Long Beach Shark Laboratory, their scientists predict that what's happening is all of these sharks that were basically born in Southern California, where they feed off of just stingrays, sea lions, all these smaller fish and creatures, to grow healthy and strong, and then before going down to Mexico, and I think it's Guadalupe Island. But all of these sharks aren't being fished anymore. So when they go back to Mexico in the waters of like Guadalupe Island or whatever it is, they're being kicked out or like bullied around by the older sharks that are also not being fished. So they come back here and they stay where they were born. So there's a few areas where the coast kind of like juts in and out. So one of them is Dana Point, Dana Point to San Pedro. What happens is the coast kind of just juts in, and so it's shallow, but it's all marked off by an underwater canyon. So in this shallow area, there's tons of marine life, and it separates the deep ocean, like blue water, from the coast. And all these sharks stay in the shallow area just eating sea lions, stingrays, fish, whatever they can find. And initially they would do that, then go back to Mexico, like I said. But now they're just staying. So we have this huge great white shark issue. And, or not huge, I guess, but it's just on the rise. And it's all, like, the whole Margaret Pro incident kind of reminded me of this. But it's a real cool thing to talk about, because it kind of ties into what I talked about last week. With the warming of water. So with all these, with the global climate changing, all of this water is just warming up over the, or all these, this air is warming up over the ocean, creating warmer ocean climate, which is leading to all these different species moving farther north or farther south. Or I think, yeah, just moving all throughout the ocean. So like species that are not relevant or not found in one area are being found there now. Like marlin that were never found in Northern California are now being fished out of San Francisco. It's crazy like that. But like, there's a few areas on the California coast where the coast juts in. Dana Point to San Pedro. And there's that shallow shelf and then that huge underwater canyon. So all these sharks are just kind of cruising around here, and they're just only getting bigger. And that's kind of my theory leading to like the rise of shark sightings and stuff within the area. And it was all just kind of like I said, the whole Margaret River Pro thing reminded me of that. And that's a huge section of this here podcast. I'm going to get into some new things real quick. So diving off of my shark attack conspiracy theory, we're going to go into the Southern California surf report. Mostly just Orange County, but it's looking like we're going to have a nice little south swell coming through this weekend. Starting off Friday, about midday, and picking up all the way through Sunday, peaking on Sunday, and then coming back down Monday through Tuesday, but still like sticking around. For those of you not going to Coachella, you should hit Trestles. It's going to look about 6 foot, like 5 to 6 Saturday and Sunday. Probably will bring about the same crowd as Coachella, so bring your tents and cute outfits. But it should be a nice day. Water is looking pretty warm too. Scratch that. It's going to be a little chilly. I haven't been in about 2 days. I'm a little upset at myself. Water temp right now is about 56 to 58 degrees, according to Surfline. But I'm optimistic. Maybe it'll warm up. We'll see. But surf's going to stay around 5 to 6 for the weekend, so go out there and enjoy it. I'm Luke Bradbury. This has been Listen and See Podcast. Thank you for tuning in and listening, and I'm going to catch you same place, same time next week. Thanks. Bye.